For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Nathan Tollier. These are evening headlines for Thursday, April 15th, 2021. Police arrested a man and a woman after a chase that started in Fort Hall and ended in Pocatello. East Idaho News reports Fort Hall police got a call Wednesday afternoon about a disturbance on the Fort Hall Reservation. The suspect was named Thurston Redwoman. Officers tried to pull over Redwoman, but he sped off when he was asked to get out of his vehicle. Police say Redwoman's passenger, Larissa S. Chief, threw items out the window during the police chase. One of those items was a coat with drugs found in it. Fort Hall police chased Redwoman's vehicle all the way to Pocatello Creek Road and Booth Drive in Pocatello, where the two were taken into custody. Fort Hall Police Chief Pat Teton said there were no injuries. Redwoman is facing charges including domestic violence, driving under the influence, and drug possession. S-Chief is facing an intoxication charge and an obstruction charge. AAA has released new research about the increase in dangerous driving habits when drivers use both alcohol and marijuana. News Director Brennan Isle has the story.
The 2019 Traffic Safety Culture Index from AAA comes from interviews with more than 2,700 U.S. adults. They were asked about their driving habits and their use of alcohol, marijuana, and prescription drugs. One of the key findings is that aggressive driving increases with alcohol use, marijuana use, and especially when the two are mixed together. According to the research, 53% of respondents did not use alcohol or marijuana, 38% used alcohol, 4% used marijuana only, and 5% used both. The research did not indicate how soon before driving people used the substances, but did ask if the people felt impaired while driving. And this is where the report gets scary. 14% of those who use alcohol said they were driving under the influence. 37%, that's more than one-third of those who use marijuana, said they were high while driving. And among those who use both, 39% said they were driving drunk, and 52% said they were high while behind the wheel.
We're seeing people who use the combination of marijuana and alcohol, and when they do, problems get amplified. Bad driving behavior gets intensified.
Matthew Condi is the Public and Government Affairs Director for AAA Idaho. He says it's interesting to note that all of this information was self-reported. He says the survey was specifically designed to help people feel comfortable being honest.
And with that candor, we can at least get a sense of what's going on. And that becomes sort of our benchmark for how we're doing on awareness.
He notes that years of campaigning against drunk driving seems to be working, but people aren't as familiar with the dangers of driving while high. So, he says, there's a lot of work to do in that area. But if there's one key message from this research he hopes people understand, it's to be responsible behind the wheel.
These decisions that affect your judgment, your dexterity, your coordination, let's not exacerbate the problem by adding and stacking these things on top of each other without knowing how they affect us individually.
We have a link to the full report and to my interview with Condi on our website. Just go to byui.edu/radio. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Brandon Isle.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has released a new video in its Hear Him series. This one features President Dallin H. Oakes, the first counselor in the first presidency of the church. He shares a story about a time he was asked to speak at a meeting in Illinois. He says he usually felt impressed to talk about a topic before the meeting, but it wasn't until his drive to the meeting that he felt he should talk about the criminal process of shoplifting. After the meeting, a tearful mother approached him and said she had a son involved in shoplifting.
This mother said, "When I learned that you were going to speak this evening, and when I knew about your background, I prayed to the Lord that you would say something that would help our son." "You did," she said. "He listened to you in a way he has never listened to us. And I thank you for hearing the Spirit of the Lord and following it."
President Oakes says if you have a spiritual prompting, you should follow it no matter how strange it may seem, and you may bless the life of somebody else. We have the video on our Facebook page, just like BYU Idaho Radio. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for Thursday, April 15th. I'm Nathan Tollier. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho radio podcast, or listen to us for free on our favorite podcast app like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.